the money supply is growing at a truly unprecedented rate, an astounding rate.
Right, I know.
The monetary base has increased nearly 90% in the last 12 months. And most of that increase has happened since just the middle of last September.
September, right.
Nothing like that has ever occurred before.
Right.
What we're going to see is a contest between the 800-pound deleveraging gorilla and the 800-pound inflationary gorilla. And at the end of the day, it's the inflationary gorilla who's going to win, because the government will give the inflationary gorilla another 100 pounds and another 100 pounds, whatever it takes, until he's strong enough to overcome the deleveraging gorilla.
I agree with you. So what does the inflationary gorilla winning mean? It means, I would assume that means a treasury bond bubble bursting.
Well, it means that today is going to look like the good old days.
Really? Ouch. Oil's 44, so
once the deleveraging comes to an end, then this enormous pile of cash that's built up will start to have an effect, and there'll be a brief period when people will say, "Well, what were we all so worried about?" And then price increases start, and they'll keep going, and it will roar. And the further effect from that is going to be a lot of difficulty in financing the national debt, because Treasury securities can become very unwelcome in the eyes of foreign investors. The only way to roll over the enormous and growing federal debt will be to issue securities at very high rates of interest.
Right.
And that's when the big hammer comes down.
The big hammer meaning what? The dollar falls out of bed?
The dollar will fall out of bed because so many have been printed already.
I know, but what's your definition of the big hammer? Describe for me what the big hammer is.
We'll have inflation rates that are higher than what was seen in the 1970s, means that short-term interest rates are going to be higher than in the 1970s. And the
talking about it was 14% for five-year treasuries.
Yes, and it's likely to get higher because of all the money that's been printed. Think about what a dollar really is. It's a brand name. It's a trademark. That's all there is to it. And the only way you protect a brand name of a currency is by restraint in the rate at which you create new units of the currency. Restraint has been thrown out the window.
By the spending, by the 90% increase in the money supply, we avoid a depression?
No. You change the character of it, and you put another chapter in the story. The chapter will read that we escaped a depression. But you read the next chapter and you find hyperinflation, and then that leads to what I call the big hammer.